Hello, my Audio Boo friends. It is Stefano, also known as Slandy, here on Audio Boo. It is Friday, January 11th, 2013. And it is approximately a quarter to one in the afternoon. I'm at my sister's place, having a wee bite to eat. And I'm about to take off, to return to the office, which is all but 4 minutes away by car. And I'm planning on stopping off at a retailer that sells nuts and all sorts of, mixed bags. You have mixed nuts and raisins and what we affectionately call GORP, good old fashioned raisins and peanuts. And they have one particular mix that I like very much. I think it's called the Mountain Mix or or the Sierra Mix, which also has yogurt-covered raisins in it. Anyway, so that's what I'm going to do. I was just listening to Top Gold's Audio Boo from, I guess it might have been last week, Ducks on the Liffey. And that, along with McColgan's latest audio booze he's done from his backyard with his Zoom H1, has really got me thinking about doing some soundscapes. Unfortunately, these days it's rather boring soundscape-wise. There's hardly any birds around our house. There's a couple of blue jays, and the little sparrows and stuff that do show up. But otherwise, it's pretty quiet, and the snow, of course, dampens most sounds. But what I'm hoping and what I'm planning on doing is and why I'm waiting for the spring with such bated breath is I plan on going to a park. It's a provincial park, sort of a protected area, which is very close to my house, in fact. And I'm planning on going there. They have a long boardwalk, and in the mornings you can often see all sorts of assortments of birds. There's ducks. There is also beavers, because beavers have been known to build dams that can be seen from the boardwalk. And if I go early enough in the morning, I should be able to get some interesting soundscapes. I'm also planning on going sort of urban soundscape hunting at some point as well. And I'll have more information on that coming up. Again, probably when it gets a little bit warmer and my schedule allows it. At the moment, with winter and the parking situation is still kind of bad in certain parts of the town. Downtown Montreal, from all accounts and from what I've heard from some people, is all but unnavigable by car. I suppose I could take the bus too. That could make for an interesting soundscape, actually. It's something to consider. I might actually take public transportation and go downtown and record some soundscapes. Maybe take a few pictures along the way to intersperse. And I'd like to find a way to, maybe I could do that as a video on Google Plus and actually record my soundscapes and then put some pictures to the sounds. I've seen this done many, many years ago. I had a history teacher who would show us these wonderful films, and it was very odd. It was the films were static. They were just films of pictures, and a picture would stay up for perhaps 3 or 4 minutes, and the one that always seems to come up for me all the time when I think about it is was a picture of some kids playing at a fire hydrant in New York, a poorer section of New York, might have been the Bronx. And somebody had opened up the fire hydrant, and the kids were splashing around, and it was a very, very hot summer day. You could tell in the picture. The picture was black and white, and you could hear the sound of the kids playing. So the image was static, but it was taken. It had a lot of action in it. And coupled with the sound and the soundscape, it was wonderful. And if I'm not mistaken, I think my teacher may have had the sound on a reel-to-reel. So I don't know if he actually made this montage or if he bought sort of an ensemble that came with the movie. Because I remember the movie being on a projector and the sound being on a reel-to-reel. And it was in stereo. That I remember. It was then that I started falling in love with audio, and subsequently, I think it was maybe 2 or 3 years after that, that my father bought me my very first reel-to-reel recorder, and I became an audiophile, and from then on, music and sound was very, very important to me. So I want to thank Bernie, I want to thank Mac, obviously Audio Boo, because I really want to do this. I really want to get back into this. I think what's happened over the years, my interests, my hobbies have sort of cocooned me in the house. And I think doing something like this, soundscapes, maybe a little bit more photography, which I never really got into. I love photography, love taking pictures, love taking artistic pictures when I can, when they come out artistically. But for some reason over the years, I guess, you know, with the internet and the advent of social networks, and I've cocooned myself more and more, and I really want to, 2013, I want to break out of that. I want to get out of the house. I want to do something. I want to see people. I want to see the world. And not, I don't mean the world traveling. I mean, I'd love to do that, but I just don't have neither the time or the money. But what I meant by see the world is get out of the house and get away from the computer, get away from that small screen, although that small screen is a window to the entire world on a virtual level, but on a realistic level, you turn around and you're still in your cocoon of a house with your four walls around you. And that's what I'm trying, really, one of the things I want to do this year is get out more, take some more pictures, and see a little bit more of the city. And I've got plans for that as well, and it involves some soundscapes and some video. I'm still forming it in my mind exactly what I want to do, but I do want to share it with everybody on Audio Boo and on Google+. So look out for that as well. But I think 2013 is going to be an interesting year. I didn't think of my three words, excuse me, a la Chris Brogan for 2013, but if I guess one of the words would be creativity. I want to create this year. I want to be productive. So productive and creative. At least I got two. I guess the third one would be peaceful. So, you know, I want to try to be peaceful, productive, and creative. No, those are my three words. There we go. Anyway, thanks for listening and have a wonderful day.